Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, Cheryl Nicholson here. You know, today we're going to talk about how to get a life balanced. And you may find this one kind of challenging, but I think it's very, very important to reconnect with those people you love. You know what? Irma Bombeck said that she had to be home for dinner or bring a note from God. Now, really, how many of you were raised that way? I was blessed to be raised that way, and I don't think I turned out so badly. Today, with tennis lessons and judo and French and Little League and soccer and so forth and so forth and so forth, our homes have become a place to pick up clean underwear and get a cot. It's almost like the local hotel. So we can start tonight by simply turning off the television, unplugging from technology, and sitting together. You know, I was out to dinner recently with some friends, and it was Sunday after church, and as we passed this couple, the woman actually had her, I don't know if it was an iPad or a DVR, not a DVR, a DVD. She was watching a video, sitting next to her husband, watching a video with her earplugs in her ears, and her husband was playing games on his phone. This is while they're eating dinner in a restaurant on a Sunday afternoon. What a missed opportunity. So I guess here we're going to have to talk about, it's more than just putting a body in the seat. It's also connecting with the people you love. Now, this round table, as you know, it can be square, it can be rectangular, I don't care, but it has to be an arena of unconditional love. Dinner is not a place to discuss bad grades or missing homework or anything else that could be stressful. It's not even a place to discuss work. I mean, how many of us spend time with the people we don't even like, go home to the people we love, and we bring the garbage from work and serve it up at the dinner table? These are the kind of habits that will get your life out of balance. So let's break that habit and create a new habit. Let's listen to our sponsor, and I'll share more with you next.
Hi, my name is Joy. Have you ever thought about owning a home in sunny Florida? I'd be happy to show you some great homes or condos in the Tampa Bay or Clearwater areas that are close to or on our beautiful beaches and convenient to great shopping and spectacular restaurants. How would you feel if you were able to watch dolphins jump or view magnificent sunsets from your patio or balcony or enjoy some challenging golf courses in Tampa, Palm Harbor, or Tarpon Springs? If that sounds great to you, visit my website at findtampabayrealty.com or email me at joy@findtampabayrealty.com. Whether you want to be a part-time or full-time resident, or maybe you're an investor who seeks a great deal, I can help. Contact me for more information. Connecting buyers and sellers with Joy.
Hey, welcome back. Now let me tell you, I don't expect you to do this every night. It would be great, but let's be realistic. It can start with just one day a week, and maybe making it on the same day of the week every week, it can actually become a ritual. And you know how I love the power of rituals. They're habits that create a long legacy with the children that you love, and they'll grow up and repeat those very valuable rituals. Now, if you're trying to create a new habit, don't be discouraged with the uncooperation of everyone else for a while. Yes, they're going to roll their eyes. Yes, they're going to say they don't have time. I understand that. But let them know that your genuine purpose is to slow the pace down and have it show appreciation and care for each other. I mean, I can tell you, as a mother of grown children now, they do come back and thank you. You may have to wait a while, but they do come back and thank you. And you're setting a new standard, creating a tradition that they'll incorporate into the lives of their young children and families. Now, here are some creative ideas that I have heard from some of our listeners over the years that you could also implement. One woman said to get her cooperation from her kids is she actually gives them a day, one day a week, that dinner is their responsibility. Now, it's funny, if they're like my daughter Mia, she would stuff everybody in the car, all her friends, run up and go get pizza and bring it back. Hey, you know what? Because she didn't like to cook. That counts. As long as you're sitting down together with no TV and enjoying that pizza and talking again about positive things and reconnecting at the end of the week. But my friend Candace, what she does is they each child picks a day that they're going to cook. And it can even be a bonus and a learning opportunity to take them to the grocery store and have them, you know, with anticipation, plan out and be excited about the food that they're going to prepare for the family. And by having the family sit down together and enjoy it, and I don't care if you, you know, if it's just you and your spouse, that appreciation is a form of love that you can share, and it only takes a little bit of time for long-lasting appreciation and respect from family members when you take that time. So I thought that that was a great idea. I got another listener, David, who emailed me, and he said that he is a single dad that's a divorced dad, so he doesn't have all his kids all the time. But what he does is he does take his kids to a special restaurant that they enjoy, and again, it's a memory that he's creating with them. And he makes it fun that he takes them to different ethnic restaurants so that they also have that experience, not just the food, but the experience to talk about that culture, those different languages, where that food originated in that country. Isn't that a great idea? I think that's an awesome idea. So thank you, David, for that one. You know, there was a time when the children were little and I didn't have the money to take them to fine dining restaurants. And so their ritual were picnics. And so we would have picnics and we didn't even have to go to the park. It just meant taking out a blanket and putting in the living room, finding candles somewhere, taking one of the kids' building blocks and setting up different pillars, if you will, where we could put the food. Sometimes it meant running out to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Sometimes it meant peanut butter and jelly. But it also meant fun. There was a lot of laughter in that. Whether you're doing it in the living room because it's raining outside, whether you take it outside and put it on the deck, it's not the food. It's the ritual of showing time, space, and love for each other. So, reinstitute dinner time. It's a great tool to help you get a life balanced.